from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
And 4 years ago, less people were Team Draymond. How many people are still Team Draymond?
Draymond, go bye-bye.
No. The Golden State Warriors are Team Draymond.
That's a great point.
And there it is. End of discussion.
That is a
But, Stani, I would love to know what it is, man. Because he ain't... let me slow down.
Why?
Because he's not giving you the 2016 version of himself defensively. He's not controlling the game like that. And then you give him a contract that nobody saw coming, no hate, and he follows that up by hijacking the season, not controlling his emotions. That's a slap and a stab in the back
It was a trying year last year.
It was one of the most trying seasons I've ever been through, for sure. But I do feel like it also provided the most growth for me in a season. Than I've ever had. Like, it required and forced me to grow in a way that when you're winning, you don't have to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because right. Nobody cares. Like, you winning.
Yeah.
Like, so it is what it is. Like, when you winning and that happened, it's like, look, that's the heart of a champion. Yeah, they winning. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you're not winning, and now you're an idiot, you're uncontrollable, and you shouldn't be here. And so it forced me to grow because we wasn't winning. And I had to understand that when you're not winning, the things that you get away with when you're winning ain't the same.
Wow. Where was the growth? We just heard on Jeff Teague's podcast.
His beard grew.
I'll give you that.
His beard grew.
It's just a turn off, man.
Let's go to Chucky. Chucky's in Oakland. What's up, Chucky? How you doing, man?
Hey, fellas, good to hear from you, man. You guys made it through my week, man. I appreciate it, right, man, very much.
I feel like you're coming for me, Chuck, but that's how I feel. Go ahead, man.
Hey, I do want to say, Guru, now that you mentioned that, you're right. You can't prove food poison, especially when it happens on a Thursday.
Oh, boy.
I'm not laughing, but that I see you working. Go ahead, Chuck.
Hey, man. Yeah, but I was listening to Bonte and Sasky this morning, man, and I had to do everything in my power, man, and I called because, I wanted to hold on and talk about Draymond with you guys, man, but Draymond got me pissed the hell off, man. You know, he reminded me of that old girlfriend, that we used to have, man. She beautiful, and her personality is right on point. But she just won't stop running her damn mouth. It's just she's always talking. And you want to be with her, but you just won't have no peace, because peace is very important to a brother. And so Draymond remind me of that old girlfriend. Why he keep running his mouth? Hey, Iguodala didn't do it. Charles Livingston didn't do it. Boris didn't do it. KD didn't do it. Clay didn't do it. And Steph didn't do it. And why does dude feel like he all that in a bowl of chips? I don't get it.
Wow.
You know, and he wasn't the forefront. He wasn't Steph. He wasn't Steph. Mm. He wasn't Iguodala. He wasn't Iguodala. Sean Livingston was the man coming off the bench. You can always count on Sean Livingston contributing, man. And he ain't none of that. Of course he'll battle peace, but he just like, the more he runs his mouth, the less you appreciate what he do on the floor, man. And, and it's like, the older he getting, he's not getting wiser. The older he getting, all this technology, this podcast, being on TNT and all this old stuff, man, is just going to his head. I guess he's not getting the love and the appreciation from his household, and so he's trying to get it from other avenues. And I like to say the light that Steph Curry shines is so bright, and it's like Draymond diminishes Steph Curry's light by all this bumping the gums that Draymond's doing, man. That's what I wanted to tell
man,
you guys,
we heard
man.
You loud and clear, man.
Yeah,
have a good
wow,
week.
Chucky.
Wow.
What do you mean, Spinell, the dark cloud's been removed?
Oh, well, I was just saying, he said the sun of Stephen Curry is shining, right? But it's getting dimmed out. But remember, the dark cloud was supposedly the Jordan Poole situation.
Right.
So they traded him and the dark cloud was removed. But we all know who the dark cloud really is on the organization.
And you know what, Chucky and Stoney, I'm going to double back and say this. That Draymond is one of the smartest players that we've met. So there's no doubt what he was trying to let the world know. And this is the biggest turnoff, is I have the power, or I'm going to say it because you guys will never know, that I had the power to nix a deal. I have the power to nix a trade. That's what just really just gets my goat, man.
Yeah, and then just, you know, Chucky, it doesn't have to be an old girlfriend
running
her mouth.
Chucky really don't come that strong like that.
It could be an old boyfriend that runs his mouth.
There you go.
Everybody can run their mouth.
Yeah.
You know what? Here's the thing, Goo. I haven't heard some of this sound from Draymond Green, and I'm worried about playing it.
Nothing could get worse than that.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't believe.
I'm just gonna play it out of context.
And so I kind of look at it that way. Like, I'd be excited as hell to see everybody doing their thing. I think it's dope. But at the same time, I get a little worried that people trying to do too much too soon. Like, I'm on the wrong side of my downslide.
Yeah.
Like, I'm headed into year 13. I probably got two more. It's important to start building for the next thing.
For sure.
But for some of these guys, they be in year 3 still trying to figure it out with a podcast. Like, I love that you're doing it. I love that you found something that you want to do. But you in year 3 and ain't done. Nobody really want to hear from you.
Well, first of all,
now there's an age limit on being able to do a podcast. I mean, that was just vintage Draymond. I was more interested in, I got two more years left. I dare you.
And then immediate help. You are like, oh, it's not. Come on, man. Stop it, Stein. We got to stop it.
He's got a player option in year 3.
Which will be exercised.
but he said he's only got two more years left. Yeah. He's not.
His ego's out of control, Steiny. That's just how I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good stuff here. You want to just go down
of it? I would love to.
This is Draymond talking about, the game that he got kicked out against.
This didn't come up, Steiny.
The Orlando Magic.
No, it didn't.
When Steph Curry got emotional.
When I got kicked out of that game, I hadn't had a tech since I've been back. And so then I get kicked out of that game and everybody like, yo, look, he haven't learned anything. Number one, let's stop the he haven't learned anything. Like, I'm a dummy. Like, I'm not dumb. He hasn't learned anything, blah, blah, blah. Also, like, I play basketball. Like, stop acting like I'm like sticking somebody up. I play basketball.
Yeah.
But it was the whole like, he haven't learned anything. He's this, he's that, he's a problem. Look at Steph. Steph's emotional. And Steph told me after the game, like, yo, I need you out there. Like, I just, like, whatever it is, I just need you out there. Steve came to me after the game and was like, yo, you good? I'm like, yeah. He's like, great. I'm not about to make a bunch out of this. Like you getting kicked out of that game. You're going to get kicked out sometimes, by the way. I need you to get kicked out sometimes. I need you to be who you are. No, we can't make a thing out of it, but I just want you to know you've been absolutely incredible since you've been back. You just got kicked out of that game. We got to bounce back tomorrow. I'm like, no problem, coach. I appreciate it. And so the roller coaster kind of ended once I got back, except for when something like that happened.
I mean,
Go ahead, man.
I don't want to make an overly dramatic statement, but there's no way this organization's in a good spot right now. There's no way. Like, there's no chance that Draymond Green isn't impacting this team in a negative way.
Mm.
At least in some areas. So what he said there was almost more damning about the organization than any of what he takes responsibility for.
Preach, Donnie, preach.
Because again, if he's telling the truth, that Steve Kerr's like, yeah, I'm not, yeah, how you doing? You good? Yeah, no, you've been great. I'm not going to make a big deal with it. Steph Curry
is in tears, and an hour later, he's telling you, he didn't get the lesson or the fastball that he needed. And it makes me question Kerr and Curry and how they handle Dre. But, Stani, at the end of the day, by the time we're done with this shift, I'm going to believe this is why he keeps doing it, because nobody's giving him that tough love. If Steph is in tears and an hour later all he has for you is,
right,
I need you out there.
Exactly.
And then Kerr telling Willard and Dibbs and everybody that'll listen that it can't happen again. And he's asking you, are you good? Why am I over here, blood pressure probably 200? Why am I letting it get to me when he's telling us they're giving him softballs? They're not even keeping it real with them. Those don't go together, man.
What strikes me also, Goo, is that when you listen to Lacob and sometimes Steph and Dunleavy, it feels like when they talk and say, you know, we expect Draymond to be fine next year. So maybe he won't get suspended 25 games. But how is this productive? How does this make you better? I don't know.
I feel like I'm a Warrior fan, Stoney. That sound by Draymond Green is so disheartening. It hurts. But let me just go here. And I know today is not the day for it, but I'm going to let it out. Nothing will ever hurt me for the non-suspension of hitting your teammate and getting away with it. But if that's all Steph, the captain who was emotional, told you after that game, and Coach Kerr said, are you good? Why are we shocked?
Yeah.
It's painful.
I mean, that's a great...
It's painful.
It's a great point. I mean, it just is. I mean, if that's true, and Draymond gets kicked out against Orlando, and Kerr's upset, and Steph's emotional, and then they get into the locker room and be like, are you good? Everything okay?
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, good. Okay, good. Because, yeah, we don't want to make a big deal out of this. I'm sorry. That is an issue. That's an issue. That can't
be good.
But
that's why he's still doing what he does.
I think you're right. I got to be honest with you. I feel like, and we're just drilling this guy, but by the same time, I haven't even heard this sound. I'm hearing it for the first time. And every bite is just unbelievably intriguing.
And he's stabbing the team in the back, and I don't know if he doesn't care or he's oblivious to not even know it. Why? What good do the Warriors as an organization, what light do you paint them in when you say we're about to make some trades and I mixed it? So you got the power, Ghost.
I'm more fascinated and interested that we all saw Steph Curry's reaction on the court that night in Orlando. And what Draymond is telling us is when he got to the locker room, Steph was like, yeah, Steph was cool with it. Hey, we need you out there.
That one, wow. And again, if we get our chance to sit with our guys, Donnie, and I know it'll be Tap, like, that bothers me if that's really how it went down. Anybody that saw Steph as emotional as he was knew, and Dre should know just watching that visual, that he meant more than just that. It wasn't just, we need you out there. You know what I mean? You should know, I saw Steiny emotional. Yeah, you're going to get, man.
All right, so there's about three or four more of these bites. I have not heard them yet. So I'm kind of reacting along with anybody else or everybody else. And you guys all know the number here, 888-957-9570. Maybe.
Are we doing too much? Are we blowing this out? One call has not come. I'm on the text. I'm on everything. Everybody's on the same side. Like, what's going on with this guy?
Well, I'm just playing the sound. We can make, anybody can make as big a deal out of it as they want. I'm not angry. I'm more like, I'm incredulous. This is pretty intriguing. All right, there's four more. This has something to do with Detroit. I don't know what, but just take a listen.
I pray to God, if they ever feel the need to get rid of me, like, at least send me somewhere.
Don't send Dre to the Pistons.
They got to do you right.
No,
that's home. Around with you, bro. They got to do you right,
If they're going to send me to any, like, non-winning organization,
Detroit.
Then send me to Detroit.
Yeah,
thanks. This is the crib. Like, yeah. I can make you do to do that.
Yeah,
this is the crib. So if they're going to send me to any non-winning organization, I'd much rather it be Detroit than Charlotte.
They got to do me right.
Yeah. As if the 4-400 wasn't enough with a player option.
Oh, gosh. All right, well, we know one place he'll play.
Yeah.
He'll play in Detroit. Would you trade him right now for James Wiseman?
Man, that I wouldn't do, Stoney.
I don't know. I mean, all right. What's going on with the playoffs, Draymond?
I'm going to share a little tidbit with you, though.
Oh.
After winning four championships and making the playoffs and losing in the first round, I'd rather not. Or second round.
You'd rather not what?
I'd rather go home and enjoy my summer.
Okay, respect.
Then going to the first, second round and not having a real chance.
You solidified, though. Maybe the guys want to go to the playoffs. You're young guys.
Right? No, I mean, we're going to do all we can to win a championship. But by the way, at no point are they going to hear, like, yo, fellas, we got to make the playoffs. Like, don't waste my time. Don't waste my time. We trying to win the championship?
Well,
that's the talk. But making the playoffs, that's some Indiana Pacers talk.
Who made the Eastern Conference Finals, I believe.
Yeah, I like, that's front-running at its finest. But, again, I'm a layoff, Stoney. But he did fix that to where, you know, it's a given and it's obvious that you want to make, you know, you want to win. But I love whoever snap back at him. What about your young guys? It's bigger than you. What about the young guys?
But he didn't back off it.
I'm at a loss of words, and that never happens. It happened a few times.
When you're a four-time champ, I'd rather not make the playoffs. About the money that the young players get for advancing in the playoffs. Just even something
dumb like
that. But you
got to have perspective to be able to think about people outside yourself for that to even, you know, compute.
That's true. All right, there's two more. We're going to wrap this up. But who knows what this is going to be about.
When you go through something like I was going through last year, the only way out of it is actually to play well.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Like, if like, you can apologize as much as you want, you can do as many podcasts. Until you play well, people don't move on. And so my goal coming back was like, yo, I just got to come back and play well, and we got to win. And when I came back, we was winning games, I was playing well, and it kind of all went away. But if we wasn't winning, like, as soon as we start losing, like, oh, it's his fault. Like, man, stop.
That's crazy.
Like, so I
Jeff Teague. Boy, we asking the hard questions. What the, some unbelievable follow-ups by Jeff Teague. Word.
Now, he did have a good year, Stoney, but when he was
Jeff
available.
Teague?
No, Draymond Green. Jeff Teague's out the league. But the bottom line, Dre, is you are number one on my list of why this team didn't make the playoffs because of your absence. Were you great when you played? Hell yeah. But you weren't there. So your play didn't supersede that suspension. That's all.
Yeah. All right, one more. But we owe it to Warrior fans to let you know what your superstar and general manager is thinking. Nice. So let's take more of Draymond Green.
It was one of the most trying seasons I've ever been through, for sure. But I do feel like it also provided the most growth for me in a season than I've ever had. Like it required and forced me to grow in a way that when you winning, you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
Because right. Nobody care. Like you winning.
Yeah.
Like so it is what it is. Like when you winning and that happened, it's like, look, that's the heart of a champion. Yeah, they winning. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden you're not winning and now you're an idiot you're uncontrollable and you shouldn't be here. And so it forced me to grow because we wasn't winning. And I had to understand that when you're not winning, the things that you get away with when you're winning ain't the same.
There it is.
My bad. Thank you, 415. Yeah. Wiseman's on the Pacers. I forgot. All right. I don't
bounce even. Back season.
On for who?
Down for the Warriors.
No
somehow,
chance.
Somehow, some way.
No chance.
Yep.
They have
and
no
now
chance.
Now Dre let us know that they almost pulled off a trade or two. I do wonder who it was for or who it could have been.
I mean, maybe I'm wrong. I'm assuming it was Markkanen.
Do you really believe
that? I'm assuming it was Markkanen. Let me throw this at you because this goes along with Draymond Green and what they may have done or what they may not have done. This is Lacob on some of the deals that they have to deal with.
Well, it's a balance.
So
we have to balance. We would do it. We would send all kinds of picks in a particular trade or players if we felt we were getting back something that was really great and that made sense and that was the got someone that was the right age and the right cultural fit and and also fit within the construct of the team. It's possible, but I will consider and we will consider anything and have considered all of these options.
All right, so that to me is interesting because he's acknowledging that they have to consider and they have considered clearly any deal or most of the deals I got to believe Goo they're being talked to about involve the team they're trading with wanting a couple of their first round picks in the future.
So I was just about to throw this back at you. So do you think Dre is all in on Pods and Kuminga? And not playing this season with them as opposed to getting immediate help from a bona fide
great question.
From what I think I know of Draymond Greenstein, hell no. Like, well, I don't think he looks at Kuminga or Pods in that light to be like, don't do the trade.
Right.
No. No. Something is amiss.
Yeah, something doesn't add up there.
Yeah.
Especially because, and you've pointed this out in the past, and I think there's something to it. Wasn't it at the end of last year where Draymond said he didn't really have a relationship with Kuminga?
He wasn't his OG at all.
Right.
And I appreciate him admitting that, but man. So it's just kind of the head scratcher.
Man.
Yeah.
How'd you like to have to deal with this? Or you know what? I was going to say, how'd you like to deal with this if you were the Warriors? But I guess they don't.
Can I leave you with this?
They just don't deal with it.
What hurt me the most, radio hurt? Is him saying what Curry said to him, if that's in fact what went down.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.